Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years, and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. I was asked by some of my listeners to talk about today's topic, which is seasonal affective disorder, because a lot of people are affected by it. And this time of year, darkness is like a rude house guest. It comes early and stays late. And as the days get shorter and the nights longer, your body has to make a major adjustment. For some, this can create a series of health issues. It is estimated that one out of every five Americans suffers from mild to severe seasonal affective disorder, which is classified as depression that comes and goes with the seasons. Seasonal affective disorder mimics major depression, and some of the symptoms include a depressed mood, diminished enjoyment, fatigue, muscle aches, loss of sex drive, and possibly even suicidal thoughts. Depression can cause either an increase or decrease in appetite. However, if you have seasonal affective disorder, your winter appetite is always increased, especially with cravings for carbohydrates and the virtual guarantee of winter weight gain. And with depression, you can have either insomnia or a tendency to sleep too much. But with seasonal affective disorder, you definitely sleep too much, including during the day. And today we will explain who gets seasonal affective disorder and why, and how you can pull yourself out of the darkness. Now before we continue, let's take a short break with some music, and today's feature CD is titled Return to the Heart by David Lance. I hope you enjoy this song, and I will be back shortly. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today we are talking about seasonal affective disorder, which affects a lot of people, especially in our part of the country. First of all, let's examine the cause for this type of depression. Diminished daylight is part of it, and many researchers believe the difference in sunlight exposure is why seasonal affective disorder is most common in areas above 45 degrees north latitude. But not everybody in the north suffers from seasonal affective disorder, which also tends to run in families. And for some reason, SAD appears to be more common in women, and various studies have shown roughly a 2-to-1 ratio of women to men, but the symptoms appear to be more severe in male patients. Regardless of your wintertime sunlight exposure and regardless of your family history, here are four of the biggest physiologic events that enable it. However, at the same time, we have to remember that these events can be reversed naturally. Now, first of all, the body gets out of sync. And normally, when it's dark outside and you're asleep, your pineal gland reacts by increasing its production of the hormone melatonin, which, among other things, helps you get a good night's sleep. And as daylight returns, the increasing brightness signals your body to mop up melatonin from your blood and return you to full wakefulness. And in the winter, your melatonin-producing time lasts longer each night, and your levels of the hormone remain higher throughout the day. And most people can cope with this naturally higher melatonin level. But if your level climbs too high during the dark time, you're not able to revert to low enough daytime levels, bringing on seasonal affective disorder and affecting your ability to wake up, function, and maintain a stable mood. Secondly, the serotonin levels fall. Now, serotonin is the so-called happy hormone, and normal levels of serotonin are associated with normal mood, appetite, and sleep patterns. And when the days get shorter, everyone's level of serotonin goes down, but people who develop seasonal affective disorder seem to be more sensitive to that drop in serotonin and are less able to make physiologic adjustments. And one factor is that during the winter, uptake of serotonin in the brain is impaired in seasonal affective disorder sufferers, and it returns to normal during the summer or during bright light therapy. Now, bright light therapy is a well-known, effective, and virtually side-effect-free treatment for seasonal affective disorder. And the procedure involves sitting in front of a bank of full-spectrum lights for up to 2 hours at a time. And research shows that this method works best when it's timed to the body's daily rhythms. Another solution is what's called a dawn simulator, which brightens gradually over the course of an hour or more in the morning. And this device mimics the natural return of daylight and provides the benefits of bright light therapy without interrupting your schedule. And it is called the Rise and Shine Dawn Simulator. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go online to verilux.com. It's www.verilux.com. And the third factor for the development of seasonal affective disorder is increased stress. Your body's response to stress is a big part of the equation. If you're on the edge of developing a seasonal affective disorder, stress can push you over the edge and can affect the severity of your symptoms. So make sure you take time to de-stress. Now, massage therapy is a valuable tool, and we talked about the many benefits it has physically and emotionally. Massage therapy is one of the best tools to raise serotonin levels naturally. And you should reduce your stress by regular low-intensity exercise, preferably by walking for 30 to 50 minutes every day outside in the natural light. And this not only reduces your stress, it raises your production of dopamine, which is a natural mood elevator. Chronic stress and anxiety will eat your nervous system, break down your adrenal glands, overstimulate your pancreas, which causes crazy up and down blood sugar swings, and also causes sleep deprivation and eventually destroys family relationships. So your adrenal glands are tiny organs, one on top of each other of your kidneys. And they are your stress glands because the hormones they produce are tied to your stress response, particularly adrenaline and cortisol. And whenever you are under any kind of stress, whether it is emotional or physical, your output of these two hormones goes up. And under normal circumstances, this is an appropriate and even beneficial response. But when you are under constant stress, your adrenals are constantly producing extra amounts of these two hormones, and it turns out that chronically high levels of cortisol depress your serotonin levels. Cortisol is actually your body's backup stress hormone. The first choice is always adrenaline. And as your adrenal glands get exhausted from constantly keeping up with a stressful life, they are no longer able to produce enough adrenaline. And the result is that they rely on an increased production of cortisol to keep things under control. Chronic stress and anxiety also breaks down the adrenal and pancreas function. So as your body is constantly bombarded by adrenaline, it signals your pancreas to produce and overproduce insulin, followed by a temporary shutdown. And this causes problems with blood sugar levels. Now, nutritional health assessments can determine if this is an underlying factor for a person suffering from seasonal affective disorder. I offer a variety of testing methods to determine a person's nutritional deficiencies. There are wonderful whole food supplements available to help correct this problem, which will have profound positive effects on a person's health, both physically and mentally. So let's take another short break and listen to some more music from today's feature CD by David Lance, titled Return to the Heart. And when I come back, we will talk some more about ways to avoid chronic stress and anxiety. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is seasonal affective disorder, and we were talking about ways to possibly avoid and ease chronic stress and anxiety, which will intensify symptoms associated with seasonal affective disorder if not corrected. Also, it is important that you do everything possible to sleep. So try to exercise hard during the day. Hard exercise is a natural de-stressor, and it will help you sleep better. Also, a person should practice deep breathing or meditation. Proper meditation can actually save people from chronic stress and anxiety. Also, most of us give very little thought to our breathing, and without any effort, it occurs naturally about 28,000 times a day. Poor breathing results in poorly oxygenated blood and is directly linked to many health problems. Poor breathing, in effect, is not much different than restricting the blood supply to all parts of the body. It can result in cold extremities, slow healing, muscle cramps and weakness, swelling, even foggy thinking and memory loss, and toxicity, with associated fatigue and headaches and poor vision. I have a free information sheet on deep breathing available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, and I encourage you to stop by and pick one up. And the fourth, but one of the most important factors in seasonal affective disorder, which unfortunately has been one of the most overlooked one in the past, is the falling vitamin D factor. And there's growing evidence that seasonal affective disorder is associated with low levels of vitamin D. And you are almost guaranteed to be vitamin D deficient if you are getting little or no strong sunlight regularly. Sunlight on your skin converts the skin's cholesterol into a compound that is further metabolized by your liver and kidneys into vitamin D3. Because cholesterol is the main building block of vitamin D3, you're almost guaranteed to be vitamin D3 deficient if you're taking a drug to lower your cholesterol. And because sunlight drives your skin's production of vitamin D3, you will be underprotected if you're getting too little sun, if you're using even a mild sunscreen, or if you have liver or kidney problems. And contrary to popular belief, there's no long-term storage of vitamin D in your body. That means you can't load up on vitamin D in the summer and expect that to hold you over the entire winter, which is actually why disease outbreaks such as flu epidemics tend to occur when daylight is shorter and weather is more overcast and vitamin D3 levels are falling. So for your immune system to protect you the way it was designed to, you have to find a way to get your vitamin D levels up and keep them up year-round. Also, your ability to make vitamin D3 in your skin depends on many factors, including age. The older you are, the less vitamin D3 you produce. Also, excessive fat layers decrease vitamin D production. Cholesterol levels, if they're very low, your vitamin D3 levels will decline too. And the color of your skin, naturally dark skin absorbs less sunlight and makes less vitamin D3, and also the amount and intensity of your sun exposure. And there are quite a few drugs that can interfere with your vitamin D production as well. Now, studies over the last 70 years have linked low levels of vitamin D with 18 different kinds of cancer, osteoporosis, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, hearing loss, high blood pressure, psoriasis, heart disease, and diabetes. Vitamin D is the body's natural antibiotic and antiviral compound, one that could make a difference between life and death. Now, we are currently in the middle of a worldwide vitamin D deficiency due to the increase of cholesterol-lowering drugs and the fear of sun exposure. Of course, for years we were taught to avoid the sun completely, to always apply sunscreen, but now the latest researches reveal that direct sunlight is one of the primary sources of this essential vitamin. In addition to sunlight, fats from animals and animal products are one of the primary natural sources of vitamin D and several other crucial nutrients. Unfortunately, our dietary fat sources have changed dramatically over the last 50 years, and the result has been a steady decline in our overall health. And the obesity epidemic in this country resulted in the development of low-fat and fat-free foods, only making the problem worse. And the obesity in this country is not a result of eating too much food, but the result of eating too much of the wrong foods. And many diseases are a direct result of deficiencies in items like vitamin D, vitamin A, and many essential fatty acids, because our ancestors used to consume the fat and fatty food products from wild fish, wild animals, or grass-fed animals. So the unfounded fear of cholesterol has made the consumption of animal products off limits. And as a result, we are seeing an escalation in hundreds of health problems linked to deficiencies in these nutrients. Okay, well, let's take a short break with some more music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, we will talk some more about vitamin D and how to get it in your diet and through sun exposure. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about seasonal affective disorder and the importance of vitamin D. To keep your vitamin D level up, make sure you consume vitamin D in your diet. And there are two forms. One is called vitamin D2 and the other one is called vitamin D3. And D2 comes mostly from plants, especially nuts, seeds, wheat germ, and green leafy vegetables. Vitamin D3 is found in animals, particularly eggs and fatty saltwater fish, such as salmon and sardines. And for food sources to provide us with vitamin D, the source itself must be sunlight exposed. Vitamin D in animals is produced from fat in the fur, feathers, and skin on animals. Now, fish, unlike mammals and birds, do not respond to sunlight and rely on vitamin D found in phytoplankton and other fish. And therefore, modern farm-raised fish are a poor source of this important nutrient. Modern diets usually do not provide adequate amounts of vitamin D, partly because of the trend to low-fat foods, and partly because we no longer eat vitamin D-rich foods like organ meats, skin and fat from certain land animals, as well as shellfish and oily fish. And often, we are advised to consume the egg white, while the vitamin D is actually in the egg yolk, or we eat the flesh of the fish, avoiding the vitamin D-containing skin, organs, and fats. Vegetarian and vegan diets are exceptionally poor or actually completely lacking in vitamin D. So using food as one's primary source of vitamin D is difficult, actually to impossible. And the form you make in your skin, vitamin D3, uses cholesterol as its raw material and direct sun exposure. It really does not require that much sun exposure to reap the benefits. For example, one 20-minute full body exposure to the summer sun will result in putting 20,000 international units into the body within 48 hours. It is also interesting to note that the sunscreen with an SPF of as little as 8 reduces vitamin D production by 95%. So during the winter months and living in a northern climate as we are, it is impossible to get the vitamin D from food and sun exposure, and supplementation is necessary. Now, one of the best ways to guarantee adequate vitamin D would be to take a cod liver oil supplement daily. However, we have to keep in mind that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. And if you have difficulty digesting fats, or if you have had your gallbladder removed and aren't taking bile salts, you will have a more difficult time using vitamin D from either cod liver oil or other fats in your diet. Then you would need to use a good whole food supplement like we have available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Plus, you would have to make sure that you have adequate amounts of calcium levels and are not in need of a calcium supplement at the same time to get all the benefits. Cod liver oil has also been shown to work better when there's an adequate amount of saturated fats in the diet as well. A high-quality butter works well in this respect. You also have to make sure that the cod liver oil is of superior quality, and we sell the highest quality cod liver oil available, which is a combination of high vitamin cod liver oil and butter oil, which is needed for proper absorption. Now let's take a break and listen to more music from today's feature CD by David Lance titled Return to the Heart. And when I come back, we will talk more in detail about the benefits of cod liver oil. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Our topic today addresses seasonal affective disorder and the importance of vitamin D, one of the very best food sources being cod liver oil. Cod liver oil has been a staple or part of the diet for decades, especially in Norway and most Scandinavian countries where most cod liver oil comes from. And there, most moms and grandmothers keep a jar of cod liver oil in their cupboard, and with good reason, because cod liver oil is considered a superfood. Now, superfoods, as opposed to vitamins and supplements, are foods that naturally concentrate important nutrients. Unlike dietary supplements or vitamins taken in isolation, superfoods provide many nutrients that support each other and prevent the kind of imbalances that often occur when vitamins are taken singly. Cod liver oil is considered one of these superfoods due to research studies ranging from as early as 1918 until present. This marvelous golden oil contains large amounts of elongated omega-3 fatty acids, also preformed vitamin A, and the sunlight vitamin D, which are essential nutrients that are hard to obtain in sufficient amounts in the modern diet. And there's hardly a disease that does not respond well to treatment that includes cod liver oil. And not just infectious diseases, but also chronic modern diseases like heart disease and cancer. Cod liver oil provides vitamin D that helps build strong bones in children and helps prevent osteoporosis in adults. And the fatty acids in cod liver oil are also very important for the development of the brain and nervous system. It has been found that cod liver oil helps prevent and reverse learning disabilities in children. Cod liver oil contains more vitamin A and more vitamin D per unit weight than any other common food. Of course, cod liver oil is only supposed to be consumed in small amounts. And in addition, cod liver oil contains 7% each of the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. And EPA helps the body deal with inflammation, and DHA is extremely important for the development and function of the brain and nervous system. Cod liver oil greatly improves heart function to prevent heart disease and to treat it even in advanced stages after a heart attack and after heart surgery. It also heals arteries that have been damaged. Many of the conditions addressed by cod liver oil are considered related under the title Syndrome X, and these include obesity, hypertension, insulin resistance, adult onset diabetes, and stroke. And evidence is accumulating that these diseases of civilization are the result of high levels of omega-6 fatty acids and low levels of omega-3 fatty acids, along with deficiencies of fat-soluble vitamins. So we are paying a very high price for our rejection of this great wisdom to take cod liver oil. And of course, cod liver oil is most famous for contributing to bone health, preventing and reversing rickets in children. Before the discovery of cod liver oil as a source of vitamin D, many children suffered greatly with deformed bones. And osteoporosis responds very well to vitamin D and to cod liver oil. The omega-3s in the oil are one of the keys to keeping and rebuilding bone. And in women, higher levels of vitamin D from the oil improve bone mineral density. Actually, I should also point out, vitamin D does not in itself promote healthy bones. Vitamin D only controls the levels of calcium in the blood. So if there's not enough calcium in the diet, then it will be drawn from the bone. High levels of vitamin D from the diet or from sunlight will actually demineralize bone if sufficient calcium is not present. So vitamin D will also enhance the uptake of toxic metals like lead and aluminum, etc., if calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus are not present in adequate amounts. So vitamin D supplementation should never be suggested unless calcium intake is sufficient or supplemented at the same time. And that's what I do in my health assessments. My health assessments will help determine your calcium status and your nutritional deficiencies as well. And two of the symptoms of low levels of vitamin D are bone pain and muscle pain. And this may manifest as pain in the legs, muscle weakness, and difficulty climbing stairs. And this condition can be greatly improved by adding cod liver oil to your diet. It is also effective in treating arthritis as well. And now it's time for another break with music from today's feature CD by David Lance titled Return to the Heart. And when I come back, I will talk about some other health benefits of cod liver oil. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about seasonal affective disorder, the importance of vitamin D, and cod liver oil being one of the best sources for vitamin D as well as vitamin A and other important nutrients. Now let's look at some other health benefits of cod liver oil. As for treating diabetes in adults, cod liver oil is effective with both insulin-dependent and non-insulin-dependent diabetes. And in both conditions, cod liver oil improves glucose response and other markers of the disease. And the vitamin A in the oil helps promote healing and protection of the retina, which is another problem area in the diabetic patient. Cod liver oil also lowers blood pressure and promotes absorption of calcium and magnesium, And cod liver oil should also be the first protocol for any digestive problems such as colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, and Crohn's disease. Now, topically applied, cod liver oil contributes to faster wound healing. And an excellent treatment for diaper rash and other skin conditions is cod liver oil mixed with zinc oxide. And cod liver oil taken orally also helps maintain soft skin and minimizes wrinkles. And of course, all the nutrients in cod liver oil also help prevent cancer. One concern about taking cod liver oil is the presence of contaminants such as heavy metals like mercury and lead. Fortunately, consumers need not worry when it comes to cod liver oil. All cod liver oils in the United States must be tested and approved free of detectable levels of 32 contaminants before they can be imported into this country. Furthermore, mercury is water soluble. It may be present in the flesh of the fish, but it is not present in the oil. And another concern is rancidity, and cod liver oil can become rancid if improperly handled, but properly handled cod liver oil is relatively stable. To ensure that the cod liver oil is fresh, make sure you avoid buying the large economy size bottles, but buy cod liver oil in small dark bottles and keep them in a cool dark place. It does not need to be refrigerated after opening if it is used up quickly within 2 months. Now, virtually all cod liver oil imported into the United States comes from Norway. And while all of it is safe, there are different grades depending on vitamin levels. Now, the lighter oil from the top of the barrel has a lower molecular weight, goes rancid more quickly, and has lower levels of vitamins, while the heavier oil, which sinks, is rich in vitamins. And the heavier oil is referred to as high vitamin cod liver oil. It contains double the amounts of vitamin A and D as regular cod liver oil. And virtually most cod liver oil imported to the United States is the lighter top of the barrel variety. The Norwegians keep the best for themselves, but however, there's only one or two companies that use the high vitamin cod liver oil, and we have one of the brands available at the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center. A very interesting finding was discovered by Dr. Weston Price, who is one of the pioneers in whole food nutrition. And he noted that he did not get good results from cod liver oil unless he gave it concurrently with high vitamin butter. And for some reason, the unsaturated fatty acids found in cod liver oil cannot be effectively assimilated and stored in the tissues without the presence of adequate saturated fatty acids, the kind that would be provided by butter. So this means that consuming even regular butter would help support cod liver oil therapy. But Dr. Weston Price found that the combination of cod liver oil with high vitamin butter, which is actually butter from cows eating rapidly growing green grass, was nothing short of miraculous. It actually reversed tooth decay and brought patients back from the brink of death. And we have this high-quality combination cod liver oil and butter oil as a supplement available at the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center. So we all need to take cod liver oil and eat plenty of good butter, and there have been some concerns about vitamin A toxicity. And while some forms of synthetic vitamin A found in supplements can be toxic at only moderately high doses, fat-soluble vitamin A naturally found in foods like cod liver oil, liver, and butter fat is safe at up to 10 times the doses of water-soluble synthetics. And additionally, the vitamin D found in cod liver oil and butter fat from pasture-raised animals protects against vitamin A toxicity and allows one to consume a much higher amount of vitamin A before it becomes toxic. Now, if you are a lifeguard or you spend a lot of time in the sun, you do not need to take a vitamin D supplement. However, you still need to consume adequate amounts of vitamin A. And studies show that even moderate amounts of vitamin D increase the body's needs for vitamin A, whether the vitamin D is provided by the diet or by the sun. So if you cut back or eliminate cod liver oil in the summer, be sure to consume plenty of oily fish, liver, butter fat, and egg yolks from grass-fed animals to ensure adequate vitamin A. A person may also have the vitamin D levels tested and to determine that your blood levels of vitamin D have not gone too high, especially in the summer if you sunbathe regularly, and too much sun can cause more than just sunburn. Overexposure to the sun can cause hypervitaminosis D, and this means the skin can convert excess sunshine into too much vitamin D. And excess vitamin D will send too much calcium to the bones and can deplete the available calcium for muscles. And this can cause muscle aches and cramps. And the natural balance to vitamin D is what's called vitamin F. I'm sure most people have never even heard of it. Now, vitamin F is the calcium mobilizer that facilitates calcium to be transported to your muscles where it is needed. Now, vitamin D picks up calcium from the gut and puts it into the blood, and vitamin F takes it from the blood and puts it into the tissues. That's why people who are in the sun a lot get thick skin if they don't eat enough vitamin F, which is primarily in oils. They get hives and sunstrokes. Overexposure to the sun is only dangerous to your health if you happen to be vitamin F deficient, and vitamin F is referred to as the polyunsaturated fatty acids. It is not found in vegetable oils, but only in fat, meat, and butter. Canker sores, for example, that develop on the inside of the mouth are also related to tissue calcium starvation, so you may need some calcium lactate and vitamin F, which we have available at the store. Muscle cramps would require the same as would restless leg syndrome. A person would take this protocol at nighttime or bedtime, which will usually resolve nighttime cramps and restless leg syndrome. I should also note that many brands of cod liver oil are processed to remove all vitamin A and D, and then they have synthetic vitamin A and D added back in. And these products should be completely avoided, as the synthetic version of vitamin A and D are toxic. And like I mentioned earlier, we have the best form of cod liver oil available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now it's time for another break with some more music from today's feature CD by David Lance, titled Return to the Heart. And when I come back, it will be time to wrap up today's show and feature the food of the week. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we're about to wrap up today's show, and it's time to highlight our food for this week, which I chose to be pears. Now, pears are perfect cool weather fruits, and they're available throughout the fall and winter. And pears are high in fiber. One pear contains almost a quarter of the fiber needed each day. The skin contains mostly the insoluble kind, which promotes healthy digestion. And the flesh contains the soluble fiber, including pectin, that helps you feel fuller, longer, and keeps blood sugar even. And the pectin also has the ability to lower LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. And so snacking regularly on pears can reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and might prevent diabetes. Pears also contain a lot of vitamin C, as well as potassium, which guards against high blood pressure. Also, your bones get a good boost from this mineral too. Studies show that potassium helps strengthen bones by preserving the calcium content. And unlike many other fruits, most pears ripen best off the tree. So for this reason, they are picked while mature but firm. You can encourage ripening by storing pears in a paper bag at room temperature for a day or two. And to determine whether a pear is ready to eat, you gently press near the stem end with your finger. And if it yields slightly, the pear is good to go. And because pears ripen from the inside out, usually a very soft outer flesh means a pear is past its time. Now pears can be poached, they can be sautéed, baked, and even grilled, and they complement mostly savory foods such as cheeses, nuts, and meats, and especially chicken and pork. Picked pears also make a great and healthy dessert option, and I hope this will inspire you to work this wonderful fruit into your meal plan. There are a lot of great recipes available in the book Nourishing Traditions, which is also available at Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center. Now, this wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. And for a list of services offered at the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center, please visit my website at elywellness.com or elyevergreencottage.com or call me for an appointment at 365-2288. We also have gift certificates available for that special someone in your life. And also, I invite you to visit our retail store on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street, which features a variety of unique gift items, books, health and beauty products, as well as high-quality nutritional supplements and food concentrates. Or stop by at the Evergreen Cottage in the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center to pick up a pamphlet. And I also invite you to stop by and check out the Whole Foods Pantry and stock up on organic produce and meats and dairy and natural foods to keep yourself and your family in good health. Or stop at the Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia, where they have a great selection also. Again, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you will join me again next week.